With me now for my installment of Farmer Friday, I've got Jared Gardner over there by the power plant there at Chillicothe. Jared, thanks for being with me here today on KIIC.
You bet, Pat. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. And a lot of things have happened since the last time we talked. Obviously, you put the crop in the ground and it's in ship shape now. Thank goodness, right? Talk a little bit about the crops.
The crops are surprisingly very well this year. And it's a pretty good change from the last two summers of being really dry. And we've had more than ample amount of moisture. It's a little hectic to start off with. It's almost too much moisture. But, boy, things are really shaping up, looking good right now.
The great thing about that, 3.5 years of drought was God's plenty, right?
That was more than enough. Yeah, we needed a summer of no stress. I mean, that was definitely something we were looking forward to.
You've got a chance now to been in the fields and took a look at what you think might be yield-wise. Have you been out in the field to look at that?
I haven't really had much of a chance to go out and really poke around to see what's going on. I would have full intentions that the corn is pretty top-notch, especially with this cooler, wetter weather right now with the ears filling. I'm sure the test weights are going to really reflect it. I just haven't really had much time to scope it out. Soybeans, they're going to be really, really good with all this rain in August while they're blooming, so I would expect them to be pretty phenomenal come this fall.
Yeah, that's the thing about soybeans. You got to have that August rain to make those guys fill out. Now it's a race against the clock in all reality. You got to beat Mother Nature to the punch. Hopefully that will happen.
Oh, yeah. Always hopefully that happens. Weather straightens up, have a nice dry fall. That's when we kind of wish the rain would back off a little bit so we can get going and get everything out in time.
Talk a little bit about the cattle that you have. You've got them out on pasture and whatnot. Talk about the breeding that's been going on and talk about how those calves are doing.
The calves are looking really, really good. I mean, we have, again, with all this rain this summer, we've had more than enough grass out there for them to get going and looking good. The cows are staying in really good shape. I would imagine majority of all the breeding is done. The bulls have got their job done for this summer. It's pretty quiet out there now. Grass is starting to get a little washy from all the rain, which is not a bad thing. You just got to supplement some extra mineral. Calves, we put out creek feeders actually this morning in the rain. I got all the creek feeders set out. They sure could use a little bit extra. But as far as all around with it, there's so much grass out there right now. It sure is a nice feeling not to have to start putting out hay bales in the middle of the end of August like we have the past couple of years.
Yeah, that's a big, big plus. Of course, that hay is not free. Even though you have it on hand, it costs you to make it and so on and so forth. Plus, your inventory gets depleted. Talk about how you've managed that the last few years.
The last few years, just really kind of managing it as tight as we can. Instead of just free choice hay last couple of years, we chop a lot of cover crop and we put in feed bags. And that's kind of what we started to go out and feed because we can kind of manage per head, per ton, or per pound on the cows instead of just throwing everything out there and kind of letting some go to waste. So we just kind of had to keep good management on it. But this year, with the amount of grass we have still out in the hay field and the amount of hay bales we've made all summer long, it's not going to be quite so strict as far as feeding them.
Talk about the ingredient there on the creep feeding. You know, there's several options that you can get, but one of the reasons why you do that creep feeding is to get the calf starting to get used to that solid food and get ready to be weaned off the mother. Talk about that product that you have for creep feeding.
Product we get from AgriLine FS. It's a really good palatable feed for the calves. I've fed the past several years. It's kind of an in-house mix. Calves go right to it. It's a really good product. It really does help those calves. And then, you know, with those calves hitting those creek feeders a little harder, yeah, it'll put condition on them, and then it'll help them kind of get used to going in the bunk as far as weaning time, and then it'll take a little bit of pressure off the cows because they won't be nursing off them as hard as they have been without creep. So it's a really good mixture. We don't put out creep too early in the year just because we finish out our own calves. So as far as weaning weights aren't as important to us as opposed to some other people that sell calves off the cow. So, but the mainly reason we do it is 30 days before weaning, just get them aggressive at eating at the bunk and not relying so much on their mothers to do the job.
Good idea. And then you also mentioned that you're putting out mineral block for the cows and the cow herd. Talk about that. At one time, back in the day, they had a mineral block that actually helped out with fly control. Is that still a thing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's called IGER, I believe, an ingredient that comes in a lot of minerals, or you can buy it individually and then hand mix it yourself. And it does a wonderful job for fly control. We've used it quite a bit and haven't really used it much this summer because I don't know why. There's no explanation, but we really haven't had a whole lot of fly trouble this summer. Knock on wood, no pink eye issues. The cows don't seem to be stressed with too much fly coverage. But, yeah, there's definitely ingredients out there, and they do work really well to keep the fly population down.
And sometimes you can get that in tub form or block mm-hmm. form. Which do you guys prefer?
I do loose mineral is what I like to prefer.
Okay.
It just cows can get a little bit more in them without spending too much time at the block when there's another cow trying to push them out of the way to get the same. So, I always put free choice salt right next to the free choice mineral because sometimes the cow goes to the mineral just to get some salt out of it, and salt's only $3 a bag as opposed to minerals up into $30 a bag. So it kind of helps a little bit of cost efficiency there.
That's a good point. Go ahead and chat a little bit about how hay has gone there at the Gardner Place. How'd the hay crops go?
Oh, the haying has been a lot of fun this summer because it's the most hay we've put up in one summer in the past several years. It just, and the weather has been good. We haven't had to really work too hard about trying to get it dry down enough. And man, it comes back with a vengeance as far as the tons of hay we put in this summer. We're ready for decent winter. If we have a cold winter, we got more than enough hay. It's just there's a lot of hay bales in our yard right now. I'm pretty happy about it.
I'm talking with Jared Gardner over there near the power plant at Chillicothe. On those hay bales, do you wrap them in a line or do you just leave them out? Talk about that.
No, we store some of them in a building. We use net wrap and wrap them up to it pretty tight, but we don't wrap in plastic. We just dry it down and put it up for our dry matter. As far as any haylage, we usually just chop that and put it in the bag.
Sounds good. You got a plan and it works. That's what you need to do. Talk about the season that's going to be coming up soon. Chopping corn silage is just around the corner, usually around Labor Day or just after, sometimes before if it's too dry. Talk about that. Mm-hmm. You got everything ready to roll?
Well, we pretty much got everything ready to go. The plant, the corn, it's still really good and healthy. It's not even thinking about drying down yet. So we got some time, and yeah, we're ready to go. I always like the silage season. There's not a better smell out there than fresh corn silage. But it'll be, 3 weeks before we get going, I'm sure.
When you harvest that, are you putting it in an open bunker? Do you have those silos that you still use or not? Talk about that.
Nah, we pretty well retired the old silos. We just put everything in a bag now. It's just so much easier and more efficient for, especially in the wintertime, to get it out of a bag. You can scoop it with a tractor, load it in a feed wagon, mix it with all the dry hay we got. You could really make some good rations pretty easy if you put it in a bag. And there's just so much less maintenance to worry about.
You got a couple of boys helping you on the farm. Talk about their projects that they had at the county fairs.
Oh, yeah, we had a good summer at the county fairs. Both of them, they showed some cattle, and we had some good success there. And did some cow-calf. We won the cow-calf show. And my youngest, we experimented this year. First time ever, we had a couple of goats we took to the fair. And we really enjoyed that. So it's been a good summer. We did some state fair, and we had a good county fair, and they had a lot of fun, and they're ready to go again for next year.
That's great to hear. But first, you've got the school year upon you. That will be happening next week. But that's the way it goes. It's part of the calendar as it continues on. I've been talking with Jared Gardner for my edition of Farmer Friday here on KIIC. And if people would like to listen to this podcast of Farmer Friday, you can go to our website at www.kiic.com. Select that audio vault that's at the top there, and on the right side, you this or listen to it all over again or any other edition of Farmer Friday. Jared, thank you for being with me here on KIIC today.
You bet. Thank you, Pat. It's always a pleasure talking with you.